Bill Burr, everybody, joins us on the LunaticRadio.com show. Hey, Bill, what's up, man?
Nothing, man. What's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
I went from HBO to radio on the internet.
Yeah. you made it.
It's great. You've made it.
Yeah, I'm going the other direction. Most guys are trying to become stars in movies. I'm trying to move back in with my parents.
Yeah. You're like doing the Chappelle thing. You know, you get the $50 million contract and just quit.
Yeah, I'm walking away.
Yeah.
I've made enough. I've made thousands in this business.
I want to go back to the gutter.
I'm driving a UPS truck next week.
Oh, my God, people. If you don't know who Bill Burr is...
You suck.
Yeah, I guess you haven't been listening to the Opie and Anthony radio show on XM202.
Yes.
The greatest radio show out there, I believe, right? Rocket, do you agree?
Absolutely. I love that fucking shit.
Yeah, I've been sitting in for Jim Norton the last couple of weeks. Jim's doing a sitcom on HBO. It's going to be great with Louis C.K. I think it's called Lucky Louie. It's coming out in January.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Wow.
Good for little Jimmy.
Yeah, another thing I do. I hype other people's projects. Connected with.
Hey, dude, you got a lot of things coming up. I tell you what, your HBO half-hour comedy special was one of the funniest freaking things I've ever seen. I've never laughed so freaking hard in a half hour.
Oh, good, man. That's good to hear.
Yeah, dude, it was so...
I wanted to make sure I didn't suck. There's been so many great comics on HBO, so you get nervous in a good way before you do one of those.
I tell you what, Bill tells this story about... I guess you were going to see a chick out in Harlem, and Bill's...
Yeah, my girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah, your girlfriend, right? And,
yeah, when I first started going out with her.
Bill's a white guy, red hair, whatever, sure. And he gets a booty call, like, late night,
right.
And he's like, Christ, I gotta go to Harlem at, like, 4:30 in the morning. Hilarious freaking shit, dude. That whole freaking half hour was amazing, Bill.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, the only thing I think that saved me was I was so white, people would just... By the time they realized how white I was, when the shock wore off, I was already like 10 blocks away from them.
Yeah, they were like shocked to see you, I guess.
I think they just assumed he has to be a cop. There's nobody... Nobody white. Even light-skinned black people are in at that hour. Forget about somebody as white as me.
Yeah, this guy's undercover or some crap, right?
Yeah, it was just like me and a bunch of Jamaicans. I felt like I was in Mark for Death.
Oh, man. Hey, I actually wanted to mention this also, because you're a Boston Red Sox fan, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, huge. I grew up outside of the Boston area. Can't mess.
What do you feel about your team, like, kind of backing into the playoffs?
I would say this. It's like we're really hurting in the pitching department. You know, Schilling is, he's kind of touch and go, and we don't have a closer. So the fact that we actually got into the playoffs is amazing. And you know, we took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. I mean, last year we were the wild card, and look what happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's true.
It's just good this year to finally just be able to root for them and not have to listen to all that horse shit on ESPN about the curse and all that crap. It was all stupid anyways, you know?
Yeah, I love picking on... I don't love picking on Boston Red Sox fans,
do.
But I love to hear the Red Sox fans go crazy about, like, Yankee fans and how the Yankees think their team's the best shit in the world.
No, they did. This last year, they haven't said shit. In fact, I live in New York City, and the other day when they could clinch the division was the first time Yankee fans, I remember, like, since we won the World Series and they choked last year, whenever I had my Red Sox hat on, people would see the hat and they'd kind of look down at the ground. And after they clinched the division, it's the first time they've been looking me in the eye again with that, go fuck yourself, you Irish fuck, look on their face. I haven't seen that in 10 months, which has been real nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tried to...
Coming back, man. They're a great franchise or whatever. But like I said, since all that curse talk is over, I think even like a lot of Yankee fans, they were like sick of it because there was a lot of pressure on them that, you know, oh my God, we can't lose to these guys. These guys always choke, and if we choke to them, you know. And it finally fucking happened, and now everybody can move on and just more enjoy it like when you used to watch like the Cowboys, 49ers, or Lakers, Celtics in the 80s. You know,
sure.
It's going to be great baseball. But I'm not counting out the Angels, though, man.
Oh, yeah. God, they are good this year.
I'm thinking Angels St. Louis.
Yeah, well,
or maybe Houston, man. They pitching is where it's at, you know.
Well, we're all Yankee fans on this show, and
not me, Mets baby. Yeah, we're going to play. We got a tee time tomorrow. Yes,
you suck.
You guys are all right though. That kid David Wright. You guys really suck last year. This year you only kind of suck. So next year, you know, maybe you'll be in it.
We're working our way up the suck ladder.
Yeah, next year you just won't suck so much.
Yeah.
Now, you're about 500, man. You guys are a decent squad.
No, definitely, man. Definitely.
Yeah.
We got the kid Jacobs. I'm not going to get into sports because Mike Jacobs, he's a good dude, too.
The Mets are atrocious.
Shut up.
They're freaking... Their stadium looks like a porno house.
It's
electric blue.
It smells like piss.
Yeah.
That orange, it really is a shithole.
It's
like no outfield seat. It's like an old football stadium. It's like where the Broncos used to play.
Right.
It's like a round mile-high stadium.
Yeah. So horrible.
Flying over it.
Oh, that's horrible. Every inning, you get at least one, like, 747 flying over. You go deaf for, like, a couple minutes.
Horrendous.
People, if you don't know Bill's been on Conan O'Brien, Showtime at the Apollo, David Letterman, of course, the Opie and Anthony show, and you also worked on the Chappelle show, right?
Yeah, I was the red-headed white guy in the... I was in the racial draft. I was in the Law and Order skit. I shot the dog. Said that line, then she threw her titties in my hand. Then the World Series of Dice. Said then he put it. So I put my keys up my ass. Had all the great lines on the show. I got puked on in Dude's Night Out. That skit, and then jumped up and down with some transvestites in the end of it.
The real zingers.
I got yelled at in the Samuel Jackson skit. That was my body of work on the Chappelle show.
That's a resume.
Yeah, what can you do with that? Can you put that on a resume? I guess not, right?
Well, what sucks, yeah, is I go from town to town, and I'm like, yeah, I was on Chappelle's show. And they're like, well, give us some clips. And every clip I'm saying titties or balls. You know, or I'm getting puked on or something, you know. That doesn't work too well for mainstream radio.
Yeah, oh man. Yeah, you can't really say those, like on the old Wacky Morning Zoo or something like that.
No. Not after the Janet Jackson incident, you can't.
We were talking about Ultimate Fighting with Bill Burr during the break. And we're just watching him because, you know, Bill's in New York, we're in New York, and it's on Channel 41 on Spike TV right now. And these guys are freaking insane. Aren't they?
They just fucking beating the shit out of each other.
It's the best sport out there. You got to respect any guy just walking down the street who, I mean, I look at those guys and it's like none of them would get raped if they went to prison. As a man, you just have to respect that.
Yeah, right.
And they're not all, like, gigantic. Like, some of these guys look, I mean, you know, they're not obviously, like, dwarfs, but they're not huge, like, you know, WWE style guys. These guys are kind of, you know, they're a smaller stature, but they fucking kill each other.
Yeah.
I mean, when you first watch it, it definitely looks like a Mel Gibson movie, you know, like just Road Warrior shit. Looks really barbaric. But when you watch it and you get a little, you know, I have a real low, like, education to the shit. I've only been watching it for a couple of months, but you start to understand what they're doing. And, you know, the whole art form to it. Like I said, I don't know shit about it, but it's just fascinating watching these. You know, like most times if you're on your back in a fight, you're finished. 99% of the guys.
Right.
These fucking guys will be on their back and the dude's on top ready to punch him in the face. And somehow they'll bend their thumb back or start to blow out their knee and the fight's just over.
They use some sort of, like, pressure move, like they stick their thumb in their neck or some crap like that. I remember back in the day, like, Hoist Gracie. Was that the big guy, the big grappler guy?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, those are the best ones. The first ones were the best ones.
Yeah, definitely. When he had Hoist Gracie, he was just the guy that did, like, all these, like, submission holds. Like, he'd get into the octagon with some huge fucking burly dude, right? And Hoist Gracie's, like, a small guy. You think, you know, he's like the guy working at 7-Eleven behind the counter.
What is his chances in the ring?
Yeah, and you think he's going to lose, but all of a sudden he does like some sort of snake move and grabs the guy's sack or some crap, and it's over.
All of a sudden he's like upside down in your leg like a fucking gnat or something. you're just tapping out.
It's fucked up, man.
This guy's a
you know what's
nervous.
Good about the first ones? The first ones actually were like, you know, for years I guess those martial artist guys used to argue like, you know, whose style was better.
Yeah.
And it's like if you were a Taekwondo guy, that's all you knew. So they had like Taekwondo versus boxing and blah, blah, blah. And what happened was I guess all the grapplers were winning because like, you know, most of the fights end up on the ground. And then if you didn't have any sort of grappling ability, you got choked out real quick. So then I think it then everybody started learning grappling. Then it got boring for a while, and now it's a great mix where you get some striking in the beginning, and then they just choke each other out on the ground.
It just
runs the whole gamut of violence. Anything you're looking for.
It's brutal, and we love it.
Fight.
Yeah. I mean, we're watching it right now, and this is some guy kneeling down, just all fucked up. Jesus Christ.
Kick the shit out of somebody.
My favorite one of all time. Did you ever see when that little white dude was fighting that black dude who was about, like, 5,000 pounds?
Yeah.
I don't know where this guy got a gi. He must have, you know.
Yeah.
He must have had, like, to put seven of them together. And he just comes walking out like this mass. It's like a mountain with legs, right? And the little white dude just runs across the ring, jumps up in the air, and just blasted him right in the temple. And the guy he knocked him out one punch.
Jesus
Holy
Christ.
Shit.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Ultimate Fighting is the freaking.
They probably show that clip at white supremacist tapes around the country. Ah, that was fucked up.
Yeah, man.
It's all right.
That's all right. You can say that crap on our show, you know? Screw it.
Yeah, so, as long as people know I'm joking.
Yeah, of course.
Clan fan mail.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, brother.
We're with you, man.
Yeah. That still blows my mind that shit, like, that level of racism still exists.
Oh, dude, you go down south, it's all over the place. Anyway, Bill, you've been a veteran of comedy, right? You've been in what? How many? About 10 years or so?
No, I got 13.
13 years in comedy.
Damn.
Yeah.
And how often do you, like, because I always like to know, like, when comedians break up their material, like, they have, like, one set written out. And how long do you perform that until you, like, start bringing in new material? You know what I mean?
All right, well, say that half hour I just did on HBO.
Yeah.
I immediately dumped all that the second. I taped that in April. It debuted on September 16th. So I was like, okay, I have... Was that May, June, July, August, September? I had about 4.5 months to come up with like a new 28 minutes to replace that shit. Now, I'm not saying if you come out and see me do an hour, you'll see a couple of those jokes.
Yeah.
But like the big thing is you don't want to be that guy when you go out, people are like lip syncing your act. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right, yeah.
Because, what was it? Chris Rock said that. Like people want to hear a song again, you know? Like their favorite song, but like a joke, it's different. You know, I guess like with a joke, there's that surprise where you don't know where you're going with it. So I guess if you know where it's going, it's not funny.
Yeah. So like from the time when you taped the HBO special in April, when you went out on the road after that, you did that material until it debuted on TV.
I live in New York City, right? So I can go on stage anytime I want. It's the best city to be a comedian, I think, you know, so... I immediately, you know, I would go around town, I'd be doing 10, 15 minute spots. So I kept like the opening joke and I kept a closing joke from that set. And then the middle, I would just fuck around, you know, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday during the week, I would just be basically bombing, getting my shit together.
Yeah, right.
And then you get a couple of jokes that you like and then you toss out. You know, you just start, you know...
Trying shit out.
The other jokes. Like, where my act is right now, it's not as strong as... Like, that shit, that was a half-hour A material for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have another 30 minutes of material, of which I'm happy with 15, but I have another 15 that's decent enough that I'm kind of trying to replace that. But I have enough shit where I'm going to make you laugh and not say the same stuff, but I figure by mid-November, my act is really it's going to be back to where it was when I did the special.
Yeah,
but it's going to be different material.
Oh, good stuff.
Fucking A.
So that's always interesting to me to figure out when comics like change their material. I don't know.
Some guys keep doing the same shit. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, you know, I've seen that, like, with some comics. I'm not going to name anybody, but, like, I see him, like 2 years ago doing some sort of a set, and then, like, I see him do, like, come on, like, a TV show like Letterman or something like that, and they're doing the same goddamn jokes. I'm like, what the hell is this? I mean, this guy's going to start writing new stuff.
I was about to say someone when you said, I'm not going to start using the name. I'm like, better not.
Who are you going to say? Write it down, because I want to know.
Oh, well, I don't know if you know.
Well, you know what it is? Like, those comics, man, that's like... that's instant death. Like, you know, the industry, when you go out, I get, you know, you do like these industry showcases where, you know, people from the business, agents, managers, and casting directors come and see you. First time they see you, you go up, you rip with that material. That's kind of like the coming out. Like, oh, who the hell is this guy? Blah, 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 right? Then, you know, a year goes by, and then 2 years go by, and they come and they see you again. They're like, oh, that was that guy I thought was kind of funny. And you go up and you do the exact same material. You look like you haven't done anything in 2 years.
Yeah, you're, like you're not a go-getter, you know?
Yeah, and at that point, they just look at, like, I've seen that guy. I've seen everything that he can do, and you're finished. You always got to...
Yeah.
I've always been conscious of making sure I'm doing different stuff the next time around and...
show people that,
like,
you can go different ways.
Remembering what you were doing. And then if each time you come, you make them laugh with different stuff in this roundabout way, they almost become a fan of yours.
Right, right. I understand that. That makes sense.
That's how you play the game, fellas.
That's right.
That's how you do it.
Kick some ass, take some names.
What do you want to be, like a comedian when you grow up?
No.
Like a little thing?
Dude, I'm never going to be a comedian.
You have nothing. Shut up.
I tell you what, we love comedians on this damn show.
Oh, hell yeah.
That is the one job in entertainment that takes balls.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Christ almighty, you put your ego out on stage every goddamn night.
Right.
And some night, most of the nights, it doesn't go well.
Right.
You know?
Either playing to two people.
I think the most humiliating shit I've done has been in acting.
Really?
Yeah, because you know what? It's like, as a comedian, you write everything. So, and you have final say whether you want to try something. It's like when you go in for like an acting gig, like on sitcoms and shit.
Yeah.
I've had them literally have me dressed up like a clown. Literally like a clown.
Yeah, I guess I
give it. Stupid joke. I had to come out and start dancing going, okay, who's ready to party? Wacky. And it's just, nothing I've done in my act has been more humiliating than shit like that.
Yeah, you can't go home and like brag to the parents about that job, right? I know what you mean.
It's like, as a comic, you learn how to bomb gracefully. It's like an art, you know what I mean? There's two ways of bombing. There's the bombing where you're kind of laughing and having a good time and you're freaking the crowd out and comedians in the back of the club are enjoying it. And then there's the other one where you have, like, flop sweat and there's no saliva left in your mouth and you want to kill yourself. That's the bad kind. So I kind of learned with acting is you got to do the Jim Carrey thing where you just, whatever they tell you to do, you just commit to it 100%. Because the second you pull back, you look like the biggest asshole who ever walked the planet. And believe me, I've been there.
Oh, man.
It's not pretty.
I can only imagine.
No, you know what it's like to be an asshole.
Hey, where are you guys on? I heard you guys are on the MySpace, huh?
Yeah, we're on the MySpace.
Oh, yeah, we love MySpace.
Dude, fucking MySpace.
Fucking rocks.
Dude,
I'll tell you right now, anybody who's listening, man, you gotta get on this shit. This is the easiest way to meet women.
Oh my God.
I've ever found in my life.
Dude, Bill, you're preaching to the choir, man.
It's like shooting pussy in a barrel.
Yes. It is.
That is it.
Dude, I'm telling you, no more going to a bar and seeing some girls trying to get them separated from their friends and coming up with an opening line, all that shit.
Yeah, fuck
all
that.
All you gotta do, this is what you do. You go on MySpace, right?
Yeah.
And you find some girl who looks a little whorish who lives in the state that you're in.
Yeah.
You don't go with the girl who's got the glossy, like, professional porno star picture. You got the girl who looks like, you know, she only has, like, 16 friends, and she has, like, low self-esteem.
Right, right.
Then you go on, and you read her little bio about herself, and whatever her dream is, you send her an email and tell her that you think she can achieve it. And
yes!
I'm telling you, dude,
yes!
In 3 minutes, she'll send you a picture of her titties.
Oh, nice! I love it! Free smut!
Holy shit, man. I tell you what, MySpace, we've just joined it, and I've become addicted to that fucking thing.
Me, like, I'll be on there late. We're talking
right. About. Like, unusually, like, back a couple weeks ago, I'd be just searching for porn, you know?
Right.
Now I'm on MySpace searching for broads.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing. And I'm doing what Bill suggested.
It's just completely... It's overrated. They always say it's free, and then you go there, and then you got to have some sort of membership. And
yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't want a membership to, bigbooty.com on my credit card bill. You know what I mean?
You're right. I want to talk to the this low self-esteem bitch on MySpace.
These chicks are out of control, though, man. They're literally wearing nothing, and they're, like, posting pictures of themselves.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is fantastic.
MySpace is
great. Dude, I was
great.
Up to this girl the other night, right? She just had that look on her face. I click on her thing, and another big thing you got to do, you got to click other photos.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
everybody's photo makes them look like a supermodel.
Yeah.
And even if you're ugly, you can get one of those.
Yeah.
But when you go to other photos, you see what the person really looks like.
Yeah, you get the not-so-good photo.
Right. Yeah, they go from a 10 down to about a 4, right?
Yeah, and then you got to average it out a little bit.
Yeah, which is cool because I'm about a 6, so I figure, all right, you know. I'm not turning down 4s, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I go into this girl's the other night, and it was like, you know, she just had that look in her eye, right? So I click on a thing, and in her picture, she's leaning back. She's got, like, a leg behind her shoulder, and the clip underneath says, nice tie, wanna fuck?
And I'm like, nice!
And I'm like, there you go.
Done.
Okay, I'll send her an email.
I sent her an email within like, I can't say 2 minutes. I talked to her for about a half an hour, probably about 8 back and forths.
Yeah.
You know, she sent me a nice picture of her titties.
Wow. That's A-game.
36 C's, and I swear to God, half the titty was areola.
Holy shit.
I love those native titties, man.
Native titties.
I love those things. Those are the best.
Yeah,
I love
it's
my
wonderful.
Husband.
So now, you know, if I ever go to Hayes, Nebraska, I got some pussy lined up.
There you go. A future reference for you. That's
I'm
good.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
anybody
I love.
Anybody out there who's listening, especially girls with low self-esteem, I'm on MySpace.
Yeah. Log on to Bill Burr on MySpace, everybody. What is it? I'm sure that's low. MySpace/Bill Burr. That's the URL.
You know what? It's easier just to go to my website. Just go to BillBurr.com. It's BURR.com. Click on MySpace. And
yeah, hook yourself up.
Send a little wink.
Become a friend.
Yes.
Send a friend.
A little semicolon close parentheses to the Bill Burr guy. You know?
Yeah. Send Bill some love.
Plus, also, if you go on there on my homepage, I have all the info for my Montreal comic.
Oh,
book.
Yeah, dude. This looks like a huge.
That's the most horrific picture of me ever.
Yeah, but it's a great freaking build. What? There's like 10 comedians, 9 comedians on there. You got Nick DiPaolo, Greg Giraldo, a bunch of other guys.
And it's... Yeah, we're all going to do 3 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at the bill and I was like, God damn, this is going to be like a Lollapalooza.
No, it's the Ozfest of comedy.
Yeah,
everyone just gets their shit up and they got to go.
I guess.
Yeah, no, there's going to be like a second stage.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. And you don't want to be on that second stage. But,
no, that's not the one you want to be on.
Yeah, yeah, so it's Just for Laughs, Monster Comedy Event. And you got, Ari Spears, Bill Burr, a whole bunch of people on there. When does that begin? It's like in Philadelphia or something? Like October 13th? Is that right?
Yeah. I got, we're hitting a bunch of cities. We're hitting Philly. We're hitting New York City, Tarrytown, New York, Boston, Massachusetts. We got a gig in Rhode Island. We're up in Maine, Vermont.
Holy shit.
Albany, New York. We got one out in Buffalo.
Damn.
You got the groupies all over you, man.
Hartford, yeah. It's all kind of the Adams division for old hockey.
Yes! See, hockey. That's my man, Bill. Yes!
Bill, you're a hockey fan.
I was in the 80s.
See, everybody,
fuck, Bill.
Everybody
thanks.
Loses touch with
thanks.
Hockey.
Thanks.
Dude, you know what happened? You know the worst thing that ever happened to hockey was Wayne Gretzky going to the LA Kings, and then all the teams came south.
Yeah.
Out of Canada.
Right.
And then they added like 10 teams in cities that should not have hockey teams, and everybody changed their fucking uniforms. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't even recognize the league anymore.
That's funny.
Like the Buffalo Sabres, man. Remember that? They used to have the blue...
Oh, fuck
with
yeah.
the white buffalo, right?
Fuck yeah.
Now their colors are like red, gray, and black. I feel like I'm watching like the IHL.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like what the hell does like...
Every time somebody gets a bloody nose in the NHL, all these fags who don't even watch hockey come in, and they start talking about hockey like it's 1976. You know what I mean?
No, it's true. Yeah, I was bummed when... Like you were saying with Gretzky, also when like Hartford moved to Carolina, that was just that's a classic moving to the South. Or like
Winnipeg
went to
Hurricanes.
Yeah, oh, just yeah. So definitely, I totally agree
uniforms.
With
uniforms.
What does freaking Phoenix need a hockey team for?
No, I don't know why these fucking Southern teams have, you know.
Yeah, anyway.
I went to a game in Nashville, right? Nashville Predators.
Right.
I go to, like, all the stadiums when I'm on the road. That's what, you know, keeps me from killing myself when I'm out there, right?
Gotta get out of a hotel room.
I go to this game, right? Nashville Predators. I mean, there's literally people playing, like, you know, country music and playing fiddles right outside the arena.
Holy shit.
I go in there. I swear to God, they're playing the game. The puck goes into the corner, and this girl two rows behind me yells out. She goes, "Squish him!"
Squish!
I've never heard that yelled at a hockey game. They don't even know how to cheer.
Squish him.
I would leave.
Take the body, skate, you know.
Right.
Drop the gloves. I've never heard squish him.
What the fuck? Hockey sucks.
Shut up. I'm still going to my Islanders game. Shut up.
Hockey's
still a great game. The NHL is run by a bunch of morons.
Right. Exactly.
It shouldn't be in cities where it's a warm climate or it's like Bill says, country bands playing outside the arena.
Okay.
And you should still be able to fight. You know what I loved about that sport? That was the one sport where you couldn't talk shit. Everybody in every other sport, they talk shit, then all their teammates surround them. So even if you get into a fight, you only got to blast off a couple and everybody breaks it up.
Exactly.
But hockey, it was like, you talk shit, some guy could beat the shit out of you. He goes to the penalty box for 5 minutes. He comes out. He can beat the shit out of you again.
Right.
They send him back to the box for 5 minutes. He comes out a third time and beats you up before they were finally like, okay, all right, buddy, you know what? I think it's time for you to go to the showers.
Like, guys like T.O. would never survive in hockey. And that's what I love because, like, if you start with a guy on my team, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Bust out the UFC on him.
Yeah, they let him go in hockey. They let him fight it out.
Yeah, they still do it. They're just trying to control it, which kind of sucks. But
anyway. That's another thing. UFC, they jumped all over that. I don't understand these people. It's like, why can't they just be like, look, this sport is not for you?
Yeah, why are they bothering with UFC? I mean, this is what that sport is. Just leave it alone. And they're getting, fuck.
They try to take violence out of the equation of life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't exist.
Right.
You know what I mean? It does exist. You walk down the street, someone can jump you. If you know what these guys know, you're not going to get killed. So,
yeah, I don't understand.
All these guys are doing is they're experimenting on each other. So someday when you go to take a self-defense class, what these guys learn against each other by getting the shit kicked out of them, they're going to teach you.
Right.
How about that for a positive spin on UFC?
Yeah, right.
You really worked that pretty good.
That was awesome.
I was waiting to see where you were going.
Funny? Halfway through that, I realized how full of shit I was. I was literally running to the end of that sentence.
I was just going
to
let you.
God, no one would question me.
There's going to be no commas now, baby. I'm getting right to it. I see that period. It's right there.
Yeah, you kind of lost me a little bit. But I got ADD.
That's for sure.
That's my problem.
That's great. I'm
half a retard.
Well, full retard.
Yeah, none of my shit is researched. Anybody who's listening, they're just.
Yeah, they're just like, what is he talking about?
I just start talking.
Yeah. So you're going out to Sacramento in a couple days, right? October 6th through the 9th?
I am. The crazy town of Sacramento.
Yeah, that place is nuts, right?
That's right up there with the state of Utah. Those people are out of control up there.
You know, I flew over Sacramento once in a plane, and I was like, wow, that place is boring. And that was like from 10,000 feet. Oh, I could notice that.
That was horrible.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what's funny about places like that? You end up going there. The most boring places have the biggest psychos
on
the planet because they go crazy.
Yeah, because they're locked up in their apartment or their bedroom for like 23 hours a day because they have nothing to do.
When you go out and you do gigs like in Iowa, you're like, there is nothing out here. These people, and they start talking about the crime and shit out there, and it's just like, what? They go crazy. Anybody out there's got like a crystal meth lab.
Yeah.
Bands like Slipknot come from out there.
Right.
I mean, those guys are maniacs.
Right.
Yeah. I got a cousin who lives out there who lives in his car and grows marijuana in the woods.
Holy Jesus.
I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
There's a family reunion.
Yeah, he doesn't come
That's
to the
funny. Like, my black friends will ask me, they're like, Bill, why are these kids out there? Why are they so angry, man? What are they going to be angry about? They look at it and they see the corn and the birds and shit.
Yeah.
And they're thinking there's no crackhead there to stab you. It's like, go live out there for a couple months.
Yeah.
And I want you to sit in that cornfield and not think about shooting up a school. Yeah. I dare you.
They got nothing to do. They got no one to talk
to.
They need some friends. They can't talk to a tree. It doesn't talk back.
I know. Look, look at that, like, Field of Dreams. Like, the wheat starts talking to you. You, like, build baseball stadiums.
Yeah.
You go out of your fucking mind out there.
You go out to Iowa for a little while, you turn into Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Christ almighty. It's amazing.
There's another thing. I use that movie as a reference. I've never even seen it.
Really?
I'm just praying to God the movie trailer was actually what happened.
Yeah, pretty much was.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, it was? Okay.
That was the full movie.
If
right
you
there.
See a Kevin Costner movie trailer, that's pretty much the whole movie right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys keep me on any longer. I'm going to start referencing books I've never even heard of.
Yeah. No, I was just going to give you a bunch of plugs and let you go because you've been kicking ass for a half hour here.
I can't believe you dealt with us this long. No. Hung up.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to just hang up.
I didn't know that was an option.
Well, it always is, I guess. I don't know.
I don't want to burn the internet radio bridge here, people.
Bill Burr, great sports for coming on the LunaticRadio.com show. We appreciate it. Bill will be at
Yeah, anytime, man. Anytime you need to fill up a half hour, give me a buzz.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely. Bill, are you going back on...
I'd love to tell you I have something better to do, but I don't.
Are you going back on O&A show anytime soon?
Yeah, I should be back there... in a couple of weeks, I should be back.
Couple weeks?
Depends on when superstar Jimmy Norton isn't there.
Little Jimmy.
All right, good, man. We'll be listening.
Little Jimmy.
I tell you what, you do a great job on that show. I've been listening for the past 2 weeks, man. Funny freaking stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
So you'll be at the Punchline in Sacramento October 6th through the 9th. You got the Just for Last Monsters comedy event, everybody, with 9 freaking comedians, everybody. It's a tour. Log on to HaHa.
Go to BillBurr.com, B-U-R-R, and you can click right on a link right on the homepage.
Right, be sure
to me on MySpace.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Give me some feedback or whatever.
Right.
Talk about your dreams with them.
You can also log on to hahaha.com to check out more information about Monster Comedy Event. Bill, thank you so much for coming on, man. You kick ass.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're a cool dude, man. Keep it real.
Good luck. Give me a buzz anytime, man.
All right, great. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks.
All right, take it easy.
Later.
Later.
Bye.
Bill Burr, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. Funny freaking guy.